Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
I told you, Kevin, strange things happen when there's a harvest supermoon.
NFL Network analyst.
One thing I hear a lot of casual say is...
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
I am one of those casuals, Lawrence Holmes.
I heard.
Yeah.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. And as a matter of fact, Kurt Warner joins us here, sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And the segment is brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We are good, man. I don't mind being a casual. I had a former colleague once who was called a NARP, a non-athletic regular person. Like, here we are. This is why we call you, Kurt, so you can help us figure out exactly what's going on.
I'm here for it.
Thanks, man. I was disappointed with the play of the quarterback yesterday, but what did you see? And I don't know if you've had a chance to see the tape after just the game itself on TV.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes, sir. I watched the tape. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that I was necessarily disappointed in, you know, Caleb's play. I thought they moved the ball, especially early, and then they kind of stalled in the red zone and, you know, not a lot of stuff going in the red zone. Again, I just think it was kind of a lackluster performance across the board. I didn't look at the game and go, oh my gosh, you know, this was a setback for Caleb, or he didn't play, you know, well at all. I didn't take that from the game. I don't think they played well as a team. I don't think there was a lot of great things going on, you know, like we had seen the last few weeks, like everything that Ben was dialing up was successful and guys were open and all of this stuff. I just felt like it was tougher for them yesterday, and it wasn't smooth and it wasn't easy, you know, especially after, again, those first couple drives. I thought they moved the ball really well and got in position. They just couldn't finish. And that was kind of a thing, you know, most of the day for them. But yeah, I mean, overall, I just thought it was, you know, just not anywhere close to how they had been performing the last couple weeks.
What's key to red zone success?
Man, I mean, there's so many different things. You know, like sometimes it can be a really creative design that can attack, you know, like, I believe it was the Chicago game. You know, you guys know I watch all the tapes, so sometimes it runs together. But I think there was, you know, one play where, you know, as you can expect, you know, there's two receivers on each side, you know, of formation, and then you end up blocking your back for some reason. So there was one play where, you know, Baltimore dropped into a zone. So they rushed four. They have seven guys back. So one time, you know, they had four against two on one side and three against two on the other side, because the back ended up staying in and wasn't really involved. And, you know, it's like, what are you supposed to do? Like, there's, you know, very few creative concepts where two guys are going to beat four guys. You know, so it can be creative, you know, in figuring out how, when a team's going to drop seven, how do you isolate one guy or one area? But it's hard because the space is condensed. You know, you got to think that the safeties no longer are worried about getting beat over the top and deep. So now they squeeze it. And, you know, and so now all of that space is condensed. And so it can start with creative design. It can be the quarterback has to be so in tune with what he's seeing and where the angles or the windows are on a play, because if you're late, it's over. Like if you're late, the window is gone. So you have to be able to see and understand that details of how we're running a route and how I've got to attack a safety. I got to, you know, get to his inside number. That it's vital so I can get a high low on him, or I got to attack the Mike linebacker in a certain way. You know, so I pull him this way or make him do that. You know, and then sometimes it's just players, you know, have to make plays. And, you know, you got to have maybe a special wide receiver or a special back that you're getting the ball to in space that has to make somebody miss. And so sometimes it comes down to that. So I don't know if there's always just one key to it. You know, a lot of teams that I'm seeing having success down there are, you know, teams that can run the football fairly well. And then they have great success with the play action plays, you know, because a lot of times when you get into heavy formations, you know, other teams will match you in heavy personnel. So they're in those situations where, you know, you're adding tight ends and they're bringing in linebackers. And so the number of things that they can do and the number of times they practice, you know, playing a seven drop zone with four linebackers, like things like that, they don't do it very often. You know, they usually are practicing that stuff with their nickel guys when you expect to be four wide receivers. And so you get into those modes and a lot of teams are going to play man-to-man coverage. And so a lot of teams that are having success down there are the ones that have gotten creative with their pass games and their naked bootlegs in those types of heavy formations where they know they're going to get man-to-man coverage. Because you get man-to-man, now it's so much easier to create, oh, I could create a rub here, some interference, or, you know, get a guy out in space. And so, you know, like the Rams are so good at what I call block nakeds. And so you got to envision that, okay, you got two tight ends on the right-hand side and the defense is in man-to-man coverage. And so your tight ends will come off and they'll block. And so the guy that's covering him man-to-man sees him block. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, okay, you see him block, but he's still your guy. But you have to realize that
these defenders also have, you know, gaps that they have to cover in the run game. So when they see their tight end block, they've got to go and attack the run game in their gap. And then all of a sudden the tight end throws the defensive end and leaks out. And that defender was stepping into his gap to fill for the run. Now he's a step behind. Boom, quick little throw, and we've got a touchdown. So a lot of teams that are really good down there are the teams that A, can run, and then B, have been creative. The Green Bays, a lot of people in that, you know, Shanahan world at the play action stuff. So it's not like rocket science. It's not like these really fancy concepts, but it's being able to utilize where we can gain an advantage and using the defenses, you know, what the defense has to do and what their responsibilities are against them.
Kurt, it's so funny that you said that because I was drawing it up while you were talking about it, and the first person I thought of was Tucker Kraft when you said that.
Oh, yeah. He's great at it. Like, I mean, he catches them all the time. And again, the Rams, I mean, just go watch the Rams tape. I don't know if there's anybody better, you know, at doing that. But again, it's so hard. That's what you have to understand. It's so hard on a defender because what am I supposed to do? Like, I know, you know, like I can't just be out here in left field going, well, all I'm worried about is if my tight end goes out, he can't catch a touchdown pass. And then all of a sudden there's a huge gap there where they walk into the end zone on a run. So these guys have both run and pass responsibilities. And it's why I've always said that I think the hardest position to play on defense is linebacker, because you have these incredibly, you know, athletic tight ends, and they're also responsible not only for covering them down the field, but also responsible for their run reads. So when you give a play action fake, and if your offensive line does a good job to give these guys a read, they have to step up or hesitate and be ready to hit their gap as a run stopper. Now, boom, all of a sudden this 4-5, you know, huge tight end is running down the field and you got to turn and cover him. It's the biggest mismatch in football, in my opinion. And especially when you're adding the play action part of it. And so that to me is one way. If you're good at those things, one way to create some easy opportunities and some good ways to attack in the red zone, as opposed to trying to come up with the perfect concept against drop seven defense with, you know, with four wide receivers.
Kurt Warner with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. What are we to make of the fact that after the first 15, like after the first two possessions, this offense has been drastically less efficient? There are numbers we could look at with it, points per possession, and one of the local beat writers did that, but it also fits the eye test. So after the first 15, things are more challenging for the offense.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people look at it a couple different ways. You know, I hear a lot of people talk all the time about, well, the quarterback's really good on the first 15, and then he's not very good after that. So he's not very good, you know, and so that's one way to look at it. Like, okay, you know, the coach dialed up the best plays in the first 15. And so because those guys were wide open, the quarterback was really good, and then he's not very good after that. So that's one way to look at it, and I hear people do that all the time. And then the other way to look at it is like, well, why can't coach dial up some better plays through the rest of the game so the game's easier on me as a quarterback after the first 15 if that's what's going on? And so, yeah, I think it's a combination of things. It's like you go in and you are thinking about and designing this first 15. You are running this first 15 more right throughout the week, and you have your script at some point where you usually run through that the day before. And so these are plays that, you know, you've practiced a lot and are good at, and you know, and you're also using the first 15 to you know, create some different looks and like, hey, I'm gonna give them this formation and see how they react to it. But the best way that, you know, that you're gonna have success, maybe the first time you show it to them because they're not ready for it. And so you have success in the first 15, and then they go to the sideline and go, hey, we weren't really ready for that. They hadn't shown it. But if they do that next time, here's what we're going to do. And you had designed a secondary play to go, oh, shoot, they gave us that right look, just what we thought. Let's call that. And all of a sudden they made an adjustment. So, you know, that's part of the cat and mouse of, you know, of every game. Like, I remember that I'll take you guys back to the year that we went to the Super Bowl with Arizona. On Thanksgiving, we played Philly in Philly. And you know, my guy at the NFL Network still joke with me because they had to leave their families on Thanksgiving. And I was awful in that game. And we got blown out by like 30 points. And I threw three picks. And they're like, you made us go across the country and leave our families to watch that. It was terrible. And you know, we went into that game and we didn't really know what to expect with, you know, how we played offense. And so we played and we were playing a lot of four wide stuff at the time. And you know, Philly did, you know, some things that we didn't expect in that game. And, you know, so we left and it was like, we weren't really prepared for that. We hadn't really seen them do that. Now, ironically enough, we would play Philly in the championship game to go to the Super Bowl. And so I remember, you know, I memory bank that game. I obviously didn't know we were going to play them again. But so when it came time we were going to play Philly again, I couldn't get into my coach's office fast enough and go, okay, here's what they did to us last time. Here's what we're going to do this time. And we built a package to be able to take advantage of what we saw in that game because they shut us down in that area. And so I was going to have an answer for that if they were going to do it again. And so that happens sometimes, is that you don't fully know what a team's going to do. You can watch tape and you can see what they've done to other people and you can expect those things, but it doesn't always mean that's what they're going to do to you. Again, you guys know I can talk forever. I love this stuff. So I'm watching the Cincinnati game against the Jets. And, you know, late in that game, obviously Cincinnati needed to make some plays to get back in and try to win the game. And I heard some people on TV talking like, you know, it's coaching malpractice that they didn't throw it to T. Higgins or Jamar Chase, you know, on those final couple plays, and they didn't convert and they lose the game. Well, if you go and watch the tape, what you realize is that the Jets in every one of those critical situations doubled T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. They didn't play with any safeties in the middle of the field. They took those safeties out of there. They doubled those two guys and said, these two guys will not beat us. And so Joe Flacco or coach is, you know, now calling these plays, of course, calling them to get one of those two guys, I'm sure, at the focal point of what they're doing. And they just said, you will not complete it to them. So now everything you're doing is going to a secondary player, first of all, but also a secondary route. Like the route wasn't necessarily designed to be the key route to win in those situations, but they forced them to do that. And, you know, so they don't have success. And you go back on the tape and you're like, well, here's why. And we weren't quite ready for that. We really didn't build a route for our third guy to have a great route against this coverage to win in this situation. And so that's the kind of stuff that is fascinating when you watch the tape, and that so many people have no clue. They don't understand. And it's easy to just say, throw it to Jamar Chase in third down situations. Well, okay, there's two guys blanketing him. You know, is that really what you want me to do? So those are the kind of things that are so great about this game. And it's the cat and mouse, and why you get outside the first 15 and it can be a lot harder, you know, to make sure you've got the right plays. Because again, I go back to that game in Philly, you know, like we had our game plan and yeah, there's times that I would go up to the sideline and draw up a play and go, okay, we're going to run this instead because they're doing that. But you can't do that with 20 different plays throughout the game. You're not recreating your entire playbook on the sideline and thinking you're going to go execute it, you know, in a moment against an NFL team and have success. So you can make small adjustments, but not big ones. So if a team comes out and does something you're fully not ready for that you've never seen before, we can say a lot of different things about it. Like you blame on the coach. Well, how did you not know they were going to do that? Well, because I've never seen it before. So we can only go off of what we know. And so, again, it's the fascinating part of it. It's what I love about watching tape. It's what I love about talking about ball and the challenge of being great at this level.
Kerr, when it comes to choice routes, and I know the answer is probably a combination of both, but how do quarterbacks and receivers get on the same page? Is that more about the film or more gameplay speed? Because looking at some of the decisions yesterday, and Caleb said, look, they had a choice route on that one with Colston. We weren't on the same page. We've seen some of that before where guys choose to sit in a zone and Caleb is thinking that they're going to keep going towards the next defender. So how do you get better at that?
It's one reason why when I played, I hated choice routes. You know, because first of all, it comes down to having a guy that's really good at what they're doing, you know, and really understands the complexity of what they're seeing and the structure of what they're seeing. The second thing is that guy needs to see it like I needed to see it. Like, it doesn't matter how well he sees it. If he's not seeing what I'm seeing, it's going to create some problems. And then the third thing is that if we did choice routes, I wanted to try to limit the choice routes to two options. So a lot of times you'll see these choice routes now, and they give the receivers the ability to break in, break out, or sit down. And that to me is a huge problem, because here, again, if you want to draw this, or if you guys want to visualize this, I do radio, so maybe I can do a good job of visualizing this. But let's just say I'm dropping back as a quarterback, and I don't know if my receiver is going to break in or break out on this choice route. I'll ask you guys, if you guys were my coach, because this is to me a problem, is, hey, coach, where do you want me to start my eyes? Like, do you want me to read inside to make sure that there's nobody inside if the receiver breaks inside? Or do you want me to start my eyes outside, so if he breaks outside, I'm verifying that there's nobody outside so I can throw it to him? Where do you want me to start my eyes? Because that matters to me. Like, if I'm looking outside and all of a sudden I come back to my receiver and he breaks inside, I am completely blind to anything that's going on the inside. And also my feet and eyes are set to throw outside, and now I've got to react back to the inside, or vice versa. And so just that in and of itself, if that makes sense to you guys, it's so important for me to see in front of a choice route. Like, you talked about a shallow route, and how do you get on the same page? Like, for me, when a guy was running a shallow route, I never looked at the shallow route until it was time to throw it. So my eyes would always be out in front of the shallow route. So I was seeing what was going on out there. Okay, is there a defender out there? Is it cleared out? What's going on? So that was the first part, is I always wanted to verify what was out in front of any shallow route. And the other thing that I wanted to do by not looking at that guy is I wanted to give him as much time as possible to make his decision. So when I did get to him, hopefully he was in the position that I wanted him in, or the position that, you know, because we used to always say he couldn't make a decision until he got to the backside tackle. So I was trying to hold my eyes out in front of it long enough that he was getting to that backside tackle before I got to him, or as I was getting to him. So now I wasn't anticipating what he was going to do. I was trying to see what he was going to do. And so I wasn't thinking, oh, there's nobody out there, he's going to keep running and throw it, without really looking at him. You know, we used to always tell our guys too, like, if you're a receiver and you're running across the field and I don't get your eyes. So let's say I got to my shallow route a little bit earlier and his eyes weren't looking at me. He was looking out in front of him. We used to say, if you didn't give the quarterback your eyes, you were going to sit down. So if I came back to him early and his eyes weren't on me, I expected him to sit down when he got to that opposite tackle box. If I came back to him early and his eyes were on me, I could throw it to him at any point in time, because that was telling me I'm going to keep running, I'm going to keep going. So if that was the case, I already verified what was in front of him. Oh, shoot, there's a defender there. I come back, his eyes are on me. I have to now make a decision. Can I put it on him before he gets to that defender and protect him from that defender? Or do I need to move on to the next guy because we're not on the same page with what we're seeing? So, again, there's so many things that go into it. So to me, it was always, I want to simplify this. Like on the choice routes that we used to run, again, visualize all this stuff, I would only give my choice runner the ability to break out. That was his first option. I want you to break out. And if there's a defender out there, then you can hook. Those are the only two options you get. So what we would also do with our choice route is I like to put like an 18-yard comeback outside of my choice route. So now it was easy for me as a quarterback to come back. My eyes were reading whatever defender was the flat defender, whatever the outside defender was out there. If he squatted and stayed low, boom, I'm right over the top right now to my comeback, and we win. If he gets high, and so he goes and covers the comeback, great. I'm in a perfect position now to know my guy is either going to break out or hook based on the next defender that I could see. And so now it became easy for me to know and for us to be on the same page, because it was all about, did my receiver get leverage on the next guy or not? I didn't have to worry about him breaking inside and was there another guy there. I limited the field to those, that small little area, outside flat defender to the next hook defender, my eyes, my feet, everything. We were on the same page. It was easy to see that and to be able to make my progressions. And so, again, we might have missed some huge plays that my receiver could have broken inside and caught it and made a big play down the middle of the field. Yep, we probably missed some of those. But I guarantee you that my percentage was way higher knowing this is what I'm doing. These are our options. This is what I'm looking at, and I can play fast, and we can be successful. And we might only get 6 or 7 yards on the play instead of 20, but I was going to hit it more times because I knew exactly how it was going to play out.
Thank you so much, Kurt Warner. Great stuff every week, man. We appreciate you.
You got it. Great talking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.